Ruby.
Hello.
Good evening.
Okay, Hannah,
Hello.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening to both of you.
Thank you.
You too.
Thank you.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa. Anna Bakoa, Yudula Chimincha, Tati, Serura, Alephat Gimel Yutatsadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagbenu, Taharenu, No. Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun. Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem. Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Bahem Taharem Rachame Sitkatcha Tami. Gamlem Betet Resh Saditat Gimel Chasim Kadosh Bero Tulcha Nael Adata Het Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan Yahid Ge'e Ramcha Pene Zokre Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed, Pei Zayin Kuf. The letters of the month of Elul, the Resh that created the planet Kohav, the planet Mercury, and the Yud that created the constellation Betulah, the astrological sign of Virgo. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziyakatenu, Yodea. Talumot Shinkufav Tzadiyotah. Now that we have brought the energy of creation into this space, we will separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei Adonai Yohei Wahei El Rachum V'chanun Erech Apayim V'rav Chesed V'emet Notze Chesed La'alafim Notze Aon Wapesha V'chata'a V'nakei. Now we're going to connect to the Zohar through the Pasuk 29 of Parashat Yitro that has the energy of certainty. We'll start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudshav rechu ishkinte bidhilu Urchimud hilud hilu urchimu Le'akda l'shem yud hei bavav hei Yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah Vasok Torah mitzvah Vayhino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu kanenei aleinu maasei yadeinu kanenehu. Rabbi Abba amar bekama atar Tane nan dekudsha Berichu koma diaved Le'ela witata kolaihu yishot biyovada dikshot kolaylach mila bialma divai barnash v'dach yaleya mineya ulan haga beya kolana dehakulu ovada dikshot Inun wikola it's the rich be alma We're now going to connect to the year of 5778 through a verse from the Torah, from 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. It's from the Tanakh. The energy of the year 5778 is bow time, or walk time. And my sense is that one will need to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. Vayishkav Amnon vayitachal vayavo hamelech yiroto vayomer Amnon el hamelech hatavo nat amar achoti utlabev le'ene shete libivot evre miyada. There is a second verse that connects to this energy of bowing and walking. This verse has the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet, concealed within it. It's Psalm chapter 32, verse 5. Chatati odiyacha vavoni lo kisiti amarti ode ale peshai la donai yo hewahe viata nasata avon chatati sela. The letters of the name of the verse, the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet, are concealed within this verse, and they're separated by three letters each. The year 5777, the current year, is the year of the goat. There are also two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study from is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters, we're able to parse them into tzatzkiyach, which translates as appear like brothers. And then for the final letters of the words in this verse, we can permute them into Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse has the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, concealed within it. And these letters are separated by seven letters each. The verse is from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Ki im ba Adonai Yohewahem Elohechem Tadebaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh.
I thought she was gone. Must be on a plane somewhere, right?
We're now going to study connect to the energy of the year 5776, the year of the pause, where there are also verses. The first that we study from is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34.
Raka kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu lehavshit et kol haolot vayachaskum achetem halevim ad kelo tamlacha v'ad yitgadshu hakohanim ki halevim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me hakohanim.
The second verse that connects to this energy, well, first we'll recognize that there are 25 words in this verse. And when we take the first letters of the 25 words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai yo hey wa hey, la la hey, wa wa wa, yo la yo ala me, hey hey hey, aka a, re ka ha. The second verse that connects to this energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Adonai yo hey wa hey. Adayad Tibia Yo Hey Adonai Yo Hey Wahe Sur Olami. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishemi meni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. The second verse we study is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavo iyam asher yitchabe sham moshavtem elai el nachon. The third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yom ruayov. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom liami li Yisrael untati vishakan takta velo yirgaz od velo yosifu. Bene Abla La Anoto Kasher Barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God, and we do this by saying the name of each letter or the sound of each letter using its root vowel. Wahe Wayo La Yo Sayote Ala Me. May he she ala la he aka aka heta he zayo ala da la awa he he a yo zala me be he he re yo he ko me la awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he he. Hey, hey, wa. Nu ta, hey, hey, ah, ah, yo, re, ta, is she, ah, hey. Re, yo, yo, ah, wa, me, la, ka, be, wa, she, re. Yo, hey, wa, la, hey, hey, ko, ka, wa, ko, me, nu, da. Ah, nu, yo, hey, ah, me, re, hey, ah, yo, yo, za. Hey, 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 me, yo, ha. Wa wa la yo la hey, sa la are yo, a shi la me yo hey, wa hey wa da nu, yo hey hey she, a me me, nu nu wa nu yo ta me be hey hey a wa yo, nu me me yo yo la hey re hey me ta re. Wa me be yo hey hey, anu wa me hey yo, da me be me nu ko, ayo ya me hey be wa, re a hey yo be me hey yo yo me wa me. The year 5778 has three names that it is beneficial to make additional connection to after we've done the whole chart of 72 names. The first one is name number 13, Yozalah. The energy of this name is heaven on earth. Name number 14 is the second of the three. Its energy is farewell to arms. It's name 14, which is Mei Bei Hei. And name number 30, which is the energy of building bridges, Awa Mei. And we realize that the connection to the year 5778 is by building bridges, we are able to bring heaven down to earth, and we are able to bring peace to the world without fighting, without conflict. The idea of no longer having arms, no longer being in conflict with anybody. And now we are going to connect to the 72 names from the Tzaddikim in the same manner that we did the 72 names of God. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta. Hey, hey, yo, anu da, la, hey, wa, hey, mea, yo, ta, la, me, hey, 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 yo, yo, hey, me, me, wa, 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 ka, be, yo, la, yo, wa, hey, nu, la, nu, me, ha, yo, hey, yo, me, nu, hey, 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 wa, nu, yo, hey, hey, shi, ya, yo, re, ta, shi, ya, hey, Re la yo awa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa le he he ka ako me nu da anu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he she he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la a re yo a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me za yore wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo da he be me ka ko. A la a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. There's one name that connects the 72 names from the Tzaddikim to the year 5778, and that is the name number 30. It's the same name as in the 72 names of God, the same location. It's reinforces the consciousness of building bridges. Awa Mei. The Tzaddikim who left this day, which was the 22nd day of Elul, Rav Yaakov Halevi ben Moshe Muelin, known as the Maharil, Rabbi Mordechai Dov Twersky of Hornets Tipple, and he was the son of Rabbi Meshulam Zusha Yitzhak. And Rav Mordechai Dov Bear of Hornets Tipple. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. Now, today's class is continuing our classes on the Igeret HaTeshuvah, and you can find that on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 8, the second column from the left. It's the Advanced Teshuvah classes. When you open up that landing page, scroll down to class 5B3. And that will bring us to chapter 7 of the Egeret Teshuvah. In the language of the Zohar, the lower level of repentance entails returning to the lower letter He of the four-letter name of God to its rightful place, returning the Shekhinah, which is the source of Jewish souls, from the exile to which it was banished by the transgression. For when man sins, the divine vitality that flows forth from the Shekhinah descends into the chambers of the Klipah and the Sitra Achra, and from there that individual in turn derives nurture at the time of his sins. Repentance redeems the Shekhinah from its exile and returns the flow to its proper place. This was the theme of the previous chapter. V'olam derech ha'emet v'ha'yashar levachinat peshuva teshuva ha'tata'a he'tata'a anel ha'em bet divarim derech kelau. However, the true and direct path to the lower level of Teshuvah, the returning, the lower letter He, as noted above, involves two general elements. These two elements are A, awakening God's supreme compassion for his soul, and B, the subjugation and nullification of evil. Both are necessary in order to ensure that the lower level of repentance will be true and direct. The Rebbe notes that although we have previously learned in chapter 1 that the kernel of repentance is a firm and wholehearted resolution not to commit a particular sin again, nevertheless, without the two basic elements about to be discussed, such repentance will be neither true nor direct. Truth implies permanence, as in the verse, the lip of truth shall be established forever. Should one fail to take the preparatory steps about to be mentioned here, it is entirely possible that his forsaking sin, described above as repentance, will not be everlasting. Hence, not truthful. Furthermore, these steps also make one's repentance direct, for a state of repentance can only be arrived at very indirectly, as in the case of Rabbi Elazar ben Durdaya, who was led to repentance by circumstances which were in themselves evil. The direct path to repentance, by contrast, is found by means of the steps that the Alter Rebbe now describes. Ha'echad hu le'orer rachamim ha'olomim mimakor ha'rachemayim al nishmato The first is to awaken supreme compassion from the source of mercy for one's divine spirit and soul. There are two distinct states of divine compassion, indicated by the terms merciful Father and Father of Mercy. The former term, which is Av Harachamin, or Harachaman, merely signifies that God possesses the attribute, or the Midah, of mercy. And since Midah means not only attribute, but also measure, it refers to a finite quality of mercy. The latter term, Av HaRachamim, stresses the fact that God is the Father, or the fountainhead of all mercy, arousing his essential quality of mercy from the source of mercy. Thus means arousing his infinite measure of compassion, supreme compassion. Shenafala v'yagira ramachai hachaim baruchu. That has fallen from a lofty height, literally the rooftop, the infinite source of life. Into a deep pit. Not merely from a rooftop, but from a lofty rooftop. Not merely into a deep pit, into a pit, but into a deep pit. Namely, the chambers of defilement and the sitra achra. As explained in the previous chapter, a person's sins degrade his soul to the chambers of the klipot and the sitra achra. Finding itself in such a sorry state, such a soul is indeed in need of divine compassion. V'al ha-kora b'makor Achaim hu shem. Hey, Vav Yud Baruch Hu. One should arouse divine compassion as well for the source of the soul, in the source of life, the four-letter name of God. Since the soul is rooted in the tetragrammaton, its degradation, brought about by sin, correspondingly causes the flow of holiness that emanates from the tetragrammaton to descend into the chambers of the klipot and the sitra achra. Hence, not only the soul, but its source, too, is to be pitied. Sikamo shikatu vayoshu yeshu vel hevav yud. As the verse states, he shall return to Hashem, and he will have compassion for him. The sinner shall return to Hashem and have compassion for him. But how are we to understand the concept of arousing mercy for the name of God? Pirush le'orer Rachamim al hashatat shem tevav yud baruch hu shenashata lashela vayarda top hekalot hasitra achara hatameayam. This means arousing compassion for the life-giving power issuing from the four-letter name that has descended by stages into the chambers of the impure sitra achra to give them vitality. Al yedei maaseh enosh v'tachavo la'otav Umachashavotavharayam. This descent was brought about by the deeds of man and his evil schemes and thoughts. Evil thoughts alone suffice to make the vitality descend into the chambers of the klipot and the setra achra. And that's a very much a teaching that many people find difficult to accept, because we are taught this is a world of actions, and therefore thoughts alone should not be considered a negative aspect or a sin. But that's not what he's saying. He's saying that the negative thought that you didn't throw away, you didn't dismiss, will possibly cause you to make that negative action. And so it's important to send that negative thought away when you first experience it. Bikamo shikatu melech isur birachatim birachatim locha wikomer. As the verse says, the king is bound with gutters, which is interpreted to mean that the king is bound with the gutters of the mind. As explained by the Rebbe, the use of various channels and gutters of the mind through which thoughts, like gushing currents, rush fleetingly. Thus, even transient evil thoughts that one harbors ephemerally can bind and shackle the king. They can exile the flow of vitality emanating from the four-letter name of God. Haya b'chinat galut hashkina ta'anil. And this state, as noted above, is the exile of the Shekhinah, the divine presence, the level of Malkut, kingship of the world of Atzilut. V'ze'amen v'masogel la'zahu batikon. The auspicious time for this arousal of compassion is Tikkun Tatzot, the midnight lament for the exile of the divine presence. As pointed out in the note to the So in the Siddur of the Chabad, see there at length. I'm getting some background noise, so I don't know if it's that connection, or if people need to mute their phones. So please mute your phones and let's find out. Can you mute your phones by pressing *6. We thus find in that prayer, the crown of our head is fallen. Woe to us, for we have sinned. Sin causes the soul's source, the crown of our head, to topple into the depths of the Klipot and the Sitra Akra. Vila ke nikara hakadosh barhu melech eluv bikporaki hekalot kamo shekatu haramach rezal. Therefore, the Holy One, blessed be He, is called the Humiliated King in the Perkei HaKekalot, as Rabbi Moshe Cordovero has written. Ki ein lach avon gadom mazeh. For there is no humiliation deeper than this, than the ignominy of exile within the realm of the Klipot. Uvparat kasher yitponen hamashkil bagad gadolot ein sof baruchu. Mi malakol almin min lesovev kol almin. especially when a thoughtful person meditates on the greatness of the Infinite One, who permeates all worlds and encompasses all worlds. For God provides vitality to created beings, both in a manner which permeates each recipient according to its individual capacity, as well as in a manner that transcends and encompasses them. Kol echad ve'echad lefi she'or shekalo ve'chana havanecho. Each person meditating upon God's greatness according to the range of his intellect and understanding. He will be extremely grieved over this. The richer one's perception of God's majesty, the more intense will be his feeling of compassion for his own soul and for its source, the bound and humiliated king.
Ulhakaniya Hakalifa Fehast Sitra Akara.
The second element in one's preparation for a true and direct path to repentance is to crush and subdue the Klipa and the Sitra Akra.
Asher Kohayota Ayarak Bechinat Kisot Vehagavaha,
whose entire being is simply grossness and arrogance.
Kimo Shekatu Im Hagaviat Kinesher Wigomer.
As the verse states, if you exalt yourself like the eagle,
the Havitosh, the Hachakana'a, Ad Afar Mamash, Zohai Mitata, Uvitula.
The crushing and subjugation absolutely to dust is its death and nullification.
Chainu Al Yadi, Lev Nishavar.
Evil is crushed through a broken and contrite heart, a sense of personal unworthiness, repugnance, and so forth. As explained in Part 1, Chapter 29, the animal soul, even of a Benoni, how much more so of a sinner, is the very person himself. When his heart is humbled, his animal soul, which derives from the Klipa, is of course humbled as well, thus crushing and subduing one's arrogance, crushes the Klipot and the Sitra Akra.
V'kamo shekatu v'zohar hakadosh al pesuk zivachei arachim reva nishvara lev nashavar v'nadka v'gomer.
This is described in the Zohar on the verse, offerings to God, Elohim, are a broken spirit. The offering consists of breaking the spirit of the Klipot and the Sitra Akra, and this is achieved through a heart broken and contrite.
Ki kol kiravan min havachema hu l'shem hevav yud heyo
Ma'adat ha-rachamim. For all animal offerings are dedicated to God, the Tetragrammaton, the attribute of mercy. This is why all verses which speak of offerings to Hashem refer to him with the Tetragrammaton. Aval Hashem Elokim Haya Medat Hadin Ein Mikariven Karavan Behema. To Elohim, however, the name indicating the attribute of justice, no animal offering is brought. Kiin. Instead, what is considered an offering to Elohim, for the verse does, after all, state the offerings to Elohim. Lishavar uhavir ruachotomia fechasitra achara vizahu ruach nishvara. The offering is the shattering and the removing of the spirit of defilement and the sitra achara. This is the meaning of a broken spirit. V'ha'ach nishavara ruach ha-sidra achara kishalach ha-lev nishvar v'nidipar v'gomer. How is the spirit of the sitra achara broken when the heart is broken and contrite? The note of the Rebbe. This, too, is implied in the Zohar's statements. That's the end of the beginning of Chapter 7. Are there any questions? Continuing to the middle of Chapter 7. Hayek Meshevar Halev Nadaka. And how is the heart to be broken and humbled? Hey na meat mizar u al yadi si gofim pitanu miot. Only a very minor part of this can be accomplished through mortification and fast. Pitanu el ashen lanu. Koach l'tahatanot harava kedod hamelech. And these are generations of ours when we have not the strength to fast as much as did King David. Kime amar rezal al pesuk velevi halala v'karavei sheharago. As our sages comment on the verse uttered by him, and my heart is slain within me, for he had destroyed his evil inclination by fasting. Ach akir akanat halev lehayot neshavar vikna undaka. But the true humbling of the heart, so that it be broken and crushed, v'havarat ruach atoma mea v'hasidra achara, and so that the spirit of impurity and sitra achara will be removed. Huliot mimari dihoshavana. Is achieved through being a master of accounting with all the profundity of one's mind. One's personal stock-taking should be as scrupulous as the accounting made by the master or the owner of a business to whom every detail is critical. Leha'amak de'ahuto. Uvinato she'achat bekol yom o laila lifnei tikon chatzot. One should concentrate his intellect and understanding deeply for a period every day, or at night before the Tikkun Chatzot. Lechacha bonen ba'ama shepa'al ve'aseh b'cha'atav b'chinat galut hashkinat kanal. To contemplate how through his sins he has brought about the exile of the Divine Presence, as noted above. Higaram le'akor nishmato v'nafsho ha'elokit me'achai ha'chaim baruchu, and caused his spirit and divine soul to be uprooted from the divine source of all life. V'choraida le'makom atoma v'chamot hem hekalot hasitra achara, and demeaned it to a place of defilement and death, namely the chambers of the sitra achra. V'nasit b'ra u'bava chaynat merakava el arkin. His soul becoming a vehicle for them. Just as a vehicle has a will of its own and is completely subservient to the desires of its driver, so too is his soul subservient to the impure chambers of the sitra achra, from where it derives nurture. Lekabel mehem shefa lechayot lehashpia legufo kanil. Receiving from them vitality to endow his body, as noted above, that the nurture and life force of the sinner emanate from the klipot and the sitra achra. Meditation along these lines will bring a man to a state of contrition, itself a fit offering to the divine name Elohim. Tzaho sham amru razal v'sham yim b'chaichem k'royim me'taim. Thus our sages declared that the wicked, while alive, literally it's saying in their life, are called dead. Kelo mar shechaichem mimashkim mamakot hamot v'hatomaya. This means to say that their life is derived from the sight of death and impurity, from the chambers of the klipot and the sitra achra, as opposed to holiness, which is true life. V'kein ma shekatuv lo hamyatayim yehalelu v'gomer eino kalavag larosh chas v'shalom. Accordingly, the verse that says that the dead will not praise is no mockery of the impoverished, God forbid, for it does not refer to those who are physically dead. Ela hakavana al harishayim shevachihem kiravim meitim. Rather, the reference is to the wicked who, while alive, are called dead, and being spiritually dead, are unable to praise God. Shema valvalim otam b'machashavot zilet b'odim b'rashayim ve'inam hafitzem b'tashuvah. For they are confused with alien thoughts while yet in their wickedness and do not desire repentance, as is known. While in such a state, the evil person will find it well nigh impossible to praise God fittingly, because of the confusing alien thoughts which are thrust upon him. Thus, an individual will become contrite of heart when he contemplates how his soul has been uprooted from its source because of a sin, incurring excision or karet, or death by divine agency. The Alter Rebbe now goes on to say that even sins which do not carry so harsh a penalty may still have this same effect. I'm going to take a look at how long this last section of chapter 7 is, so please bear with me. Yes, it's too long. So we will pick this up tomorrow afternoon in our 4:30, or Thursday in our 4:30 class. Does anyone have any questions? Shalom to all. Our Tikkuni Zohar class will occur in about 40 minutes, 35 minutes. Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you.